We're on. Alright, cool. Hello, you're listening to Foss FM, but Foss ain't here right now, and this is Annihile on the mic. It's 9:05 right now, and I'm here with a good buddy of mine, longtime friend named Josh.
What's so, up?
What the heck is up? But like I said, my name's Anaya. I'm from a band called The Bots. Foss can't be here, so he sent me. I don't even know if I should be here. This is the type of building they don't let me in. All right, but I'm kicking right into it. I'm not beating around the bush, so I'm gonna start off with the Jackson 5. I listen to old stuff. This is gonna be a lot of old stuff. So here we go. This one's called Never Can Say Goodbye. All right. Jackson 5 right there. Yeah, there's a bit of feedback. We're trying to sort that out right now. Should be good in a second. We're trying to figure this out right now. This is apparently new. But yeah, I could hear the little feedback. I don't know what's up with you guys. What's up with you, Josh?
You keep that smooth jam going.
It'll go. It'll go.
Damn it, go.
She'll be going right now. Sorry about that. Oh man, I'm getting some more feedback. But while there's some feedback, I'll play a jam. This one's by the Shirelles. It's an oldies group, actually. This one's called Foolish Little Girl. Coolness.
You broke his heart and made him cry. And he's been blue since then. Now he's found somebody new. And you want him back again. You can do. But I
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
All night long, every night, all night. That's how we do it. This is Floss FM, but this is Anaya on the mic. I can hear a little bit of a feedback. I don't know. Do you hear a little bit, a tiny bit? I'm hearing it through the headphones. But regardless, never mind that.
Keep them rolling. Keep them rolling.
We'll be rolling, but we're short one person right now. I have a brother named Micaiah. He's the guitarist of the Bots, and he sadly couldn't make it out today. So I made it by myself with Joshua here, young Joshua. But here we are. Really quickly before I get back to the jams, I was at a skate park yesterday and I ran into Foss. That's a lie. We met up and he asked me to be on the show and I was like, all right, this will be fun for sure. And he asked if I wanted to do the show. This is the reason why I'm here now. The reason why we're all here right now in beautiful Chinatown. Or is it Little Tokyo? It's Chinatown. Whatever. Anyways, that's why I'm here, and it's awesome. We talked about wanting to do this for a long time, sort of, and now I'm here doing it, except Micaiah's not here, so it's all good, though. All good, all dandy and fine, but let's get back to the jams. What are we going to do? I wonder what we're going to... What am I going to play? I made a set list for this, but I don't know if I should do new, if I should do old... I think I'm gonna do some Compton's Most Wanted. I think I'm gonna do that.
You should do a little bit of all of these things, man.
All right, we're gonna do it. Here we go then. All right, this one's called Growing Up in the Hood by Compton's Most Wanted. Yeah.
Wake your punk ass up.
Yeah.
The MCA's back in the motherfucking house. Kicking a straight gangster shit for the 9-1, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Growing up in the hood. Yeah, boy, 1984. With the gear, my peers didn't know what was in store. A little hard head kick came of age. Time to pay my dues. Learn the tricks of the trade. And at home, it's the same ass story. Moms treat me like she don't even know me. But my younger brothers got much clout. I can't take this shit, so I bones the hell out and run with the pack of wicked motherfuckers. No shorts are taken, we damn black brothers. A little nigga with no problems at all. Fucked up and killed my first 8-ball. Quick off the stairs, so little sucker, stop looking. Stagger to the house so I can collect my whooping. But watch out, cause a little nigga's up to no good. Growing up in the hood.
Ain't nothing but bitches and money. Cause in the city, you live and laugh, die. Bitches and money.
I got hard times, a will I escape? Sometimes I wonder, but it just seems that the hood that took me under. Holy sweat my tip and keep harassing. Trying to lock me up cause I keep on blasting. Community trying to shut me out, but the money keeps flowing and I got much clout with the cluckers. The run the back street punk suckers trying to break me up, fool. You be a show motherfucker. Always strapping, eager to fill a cap. I set up a trap, put you quick to a nap. Cause I grew up fast on the wrong side of the law, so I can take two to your jaw. Don't enter my hood, homeboy. Not a Robocop, a robot gangster ready to destroy. I take chances, cause life to be ain't no good. Growing up in the hood.
Life ain't nothing but bitches and money. Where I'm at, if you're soft, if you're lost. Bitches and money.
1987. I'm back on the scene, out of jail. I'm legit and I'm fucking up shit. I'm ready to peel a sucker's cap. And I heard that my hood was making snaps. As I proceed to make my riches, just like the neighborhood kingpin pimping all these bitches. Task force trying to roll deep, but I'm playing these punk fools cheap. Niggas roll by and tried to blast, it didn't work. I seen the bullets flying and fool, I hit the dirt. Bullet flies through the window. Hits my brother, down goes my mother. As I'm rolling, I'm hitting my switches. Looking for the punk-ass sons of bitches. I found them before I kill them. I said, you fucked up good, gotta handle that. Growing up in the hood.
Ain't nothing but bitches and money. Cause in the city, you live and laugh, die. Bitches and money.
A brother's on the run. I got my hand in my stash box. Wanted cause I'm serving them the pole with fat rocks. And my face is like a household name. Everybody wants their kids about the dope gang.
but I'm still making my profit. And the one time just can't stop it. So I keep hiding my face. No time to waste. They got me on the chase. Now the neighborhood's on my line. Cause I'm punk ass food and drop the dime. 5-4 at my door at 8 o'clock. Rush to the toilet so I can flush the rock out the back door. Freeze, I heard a shout and my show. Yo, I guess I got no clout. But it's murder one and I'm the victim. Damn, that ain't good. Growing up in the hood.
There we go. All right. That didn't even make sense for a second.
Nothing makes sense in this world, man.
All right, we're back. Here we are again. That was Compton's Most Wanted. Growing up in the hood, I was pretty stupid because I didn't turn the fader up on the microphone after. But here we are right now. Like I said, Chinatown, here with Josh. Now, he has gone on tours with us. He's done shows with us. I'm talking about the bots here. And he's been around since the jump, so I'm glad that he got to be here for this special moment as I took over Foss's radio show here at K-Chung. Do you have anything to say about that? Anything at all?
Everybody is beautiful.
That's solid. That's what I'm talking about. That is what I'm talking about. I'm glad that he thinks that it's solid, because just today we went to go see the SpongeBob movie, and it was awesome.
That was too funny. Krabby Patty's being slaughtered and apocalyptic hell. Everyone has to go see it once in a while in their life. It's a great movie.
And they wear leather. It's so funny. It's so raunchy. All right, but enough of that. I'm going to go on this hip-hop binge right now. I hope it's cool, and I hope whoever's listening likes it. Here's some Biz Markie. And it's funny, because Biz Markie is... Typically, you don't think of him as like a rapper. Although he is, it's kind of like a joke rap kind of thing, but it's not. This one's called Buck Wild. So here we go, here we go.
Hey, I like to tell you a little story about my man named Diddy. Yo, even from when he was little, he was like kind of on a tough tip doing all that stuff. But I'm gonna tell you the way it should really go, like the way he would say it. Now check this out. When I was young, he always dreamed of being rich. But compared to then, that'd have been a big switch. Driving big cars, wearing rings and ropes. But man, without a plan, all he had was hope. So he sat down and thought what he wanted to be. But it seemed no occupation had appealed to see. He didn't want to be a doctor. He don't like school. It wasn't that he was dumb. He just thought he was too cool. Cause all the money makers and the big time crooks, he never ever seen none of them carry a book. They used to be on the block, do whatever they please. Never had a 9-to-5, but still clock G's. Have a woman do whatever they commanded him to. And he thought, yeah, that's the life he want to do like they do. So he start to flip and cut class with the big boys. Take up a kid's toy, cause he didn't think noise. He rather run the block and watch the hustlers play. And he'll say he wanna be just like that one day. He used to run in the store, steal cookies and candy bars, watching the pimps roll by in his fancy cars. But never did the thought even pass. At the time, he supposed to have his behind in class. So when report cards came, all he received was an F jack. And he got his neck smacked for Cole getting left back. But yeah, so he didn't care. Cause to him, two for the birds, so he didn't belong there. When he was only 80, hung out with the pros, and he went from stealing candy to boots and clothes. He used to dip out the class, go straight to the mall, and he'll take anything from anybody at all. His neighbors used to ask his mother, Brown, what's wrong with the job? He done robbed my damn house again. Yo, that kid is buck wild, wild.
Yo, I don't know what's up, but he be bugging, word up. Yo, I'm just saying like this. I don't know what's up, but I think you will understand a little bit more of the situation. I'ma say like he would say on the second part. So just check this out, alright? Just take it 1, 2, 3. Go ahead, man. He was a crook. At the age of 9, did whatever it took. He'll rob you blind.
snatching pocketbooks, robbing blind old man way back when he was only 10. Then when he was in fifth grade, he carried a switchblade, try to stay rich to keep him and his bitch paid. And if he ever had to travel somewhere far, take a bus, he go steal him a car. He always used to live his life the wild way. Tag, Russian roulette is what he'll play. His mom and pops told him when he first reached junior high, the way you live determines just how soon you die. And he didn't care because to him it was fun. And he was only 13 when he got his first gun. He rocked swords and did stick-ups frequently. Gave a new name to juvenile delinquency. And yeah, you know that he was on the go 7 days of the week. He kept his pockets full of dough. But he was headed for a dead end fast. Cold risk in his ass for petty cash that didn't last. Went back and forth to jail 6 times for stolen cars and stick-ups and various crimes. So when he's sitting himself, he reminisces a shout. It don't pay to do crime today, so don't be bummed.
Hey, that's a little bit of a lesson for all the kids out there, you know, man. You know what I'm saying? And this is coming from the Grand High Exalted Mr. Cooler. Ain't no one cooler. In seventh grade, I had a teacher by the name of Mr. Cooler, who used to wear his pants up to his chest. And I want you to just listen.
Yeah!
Oh, yeah.
All right. That was my friends. That was Biz Markie, Buck Wild, off the album I Need a Haircut. And people always say, I need a haircut. I don't need a haircut. No, wait. No. That's not true. I do need a haircut. But that doesn't matter anyways. All right, here we go, though. More hip-hop coming at you live and direct. Wu-Tang. This one's called Cash Still Rules. Scary Hours. Yeah.
Scary hours, no money out. Smash the Guinness style, play the outfield. Lucille, switch cracks on chill. She's a rich fiend. Sacrifice her fans, ship them niggas to Queens. Guess jeans, he charged 35 beans. Hit the cell phone, regulate with well-known tone. A Wally Kingpin, who also slammed the Stripe edition. What up, Corleone, smoke the bone, tone foamy. What up, he tried to sling there, address him with chrome only. Grady with the gray beard, transport form. Rockin' Nike at Rastafari and Bird. Piping at, switching Benzes, 10 carat. A nigga with gold lenses, frontin' like he's sitting on a lump, he's sitting on junk. You wanna pull a heist, draw guns and robberies. You wanna rock rep, step in yellow wallabies, names are range. The Century Fox, little Glocks, them niggas with stocks, wheeling in blocks, rich lifestyle, small like an ordinary white child. But right now, sun is still shining, shedding light now. Break down, liquidate guard, fuck it, grab the nickel plate, Spencer for hire. Tension when we mention dryer, he's a slave cop, but hey, pop, with Susu Bay. Stop and blow that cat at the purple haze spot.
I remember sticking fiends at the 162 when we were starving. Ducking Bobo, paying them dues. Times is hard in the slums I'm from. They got us barred and we warring and cage dodging. Ripping and robbing. Got the narc sabotaging. Slipping cracks in your camouflaging. Now you snitching on the squadron. That's something niggas can't pardon. City overrun by young gun with bad intention. And we wear garment. So I see no need to mention the potency of a sting from a killer bee. Kicking the battery out the back of the watch cracks. It's started for your get high, you hijack. These friendly skies ain't for you, they for me and mine. This the year of the grimy nigga, ragtime. Keep these niggas on the run, peep my clan emblem. Iron lung ain't got to tell you where it's coming from. Catch you swimming with these sharks now. You grab villains, we feel the same way you feeling. Let it be known what the blood clot you niggas dealing. You crash dummies, cash rules, still don't nothing move but the money.
Hey yo, strong arm that kid right there with wavy hair. Billy Johnson snatched him at his whip in Times Square. Took his Pumas, nameplate, Duke lost weight. Summer 88 started a fight and can't wait. Ask Dorothy, same kid, pussy up in Marcy. Blazing that Ted Rossi up in the Marquise. He lost like 100 ounces. Jake Russ's houses, had him on the porch, ass no trousers. The souped up, individual stuff, the new stuff. Same kid crying on the stand with Judge Kuffner. Kissed him with art numbers, 3-9 style. Before he left, he flashed in his face like Denzel. Richard Dale took his beaver, unthrew a ball in his whip. Once he dropped and split his wig with the heater, his safe up was all fucked up. Has he had had me laughing. God, you seen how he was laid out in the grass with dirt in his mouth. Slim woke him up, told me wild out. Blood leaking from his teeth, he smiled like he dumped out. Big bolo, stacking his shit, financed a Volvo. He copping shit from a small coffee shop in Soho. He still pussy, he sell his dust up on the Lower East, posing like he rap nominees.
Accidentally, I ended up playing a Jackson 5 song, but that was good. You know, that was a happy accident, right? I think so.
It's just like a baby.
Nice one, nice one. Was that you?
It possibly was, yeah.
Oh, man. All right, well, here we are. This is Foss FM. My name's Annihilate, and this is my young friend Josh.
Yes, I'm 12 years old, guys.
Technically, this is illegal. I'm 18, you're 12, we're hanging out.
Some gangbanger.
Yeah, that's what happens sometimes on the wrong side of the tracks. Like, for example, we're in Chinatown. Everything's possible. Everything and everything. So, alright, more jams to come. You wanna play something? You wanna leave it to me? Alright. Let's see, I'm thinking some TSOL, True Sounds of Liberty, old hardcore band. This one's called Superficial Love, and it goes like this. was JFA and TSOL back to back. That JFA song was called Out of School, and the last TSOL song was called Superficial Love. And speaking of JFA, we were supposed to play a show with them. I don't know whatever happened. They hit us up, and it was really exciting because I love JFA and their old 1980s skate punk band. And yeah, we were supposed to do a show with them, and we ended up doing a song of theirs on a tribute album that they put out. There was a couple other bands, and this was a couple years ago, and we covered the song Cokes and Snickers. It was awesome. It was great. It was really fun and awesome to be a part of something like that. I don't know if you ever want to check it out, but JFA tribute, I think it's called All in One, and we're on it. But that was really fast. That was super speedy. Now it's time we slow it down. Joshua has something he wants to play. And what do you think? What do you think we should do?
I think we should play some Beach House to slow this monster down.
All right, Beach House it is. Ask and you shall receive. Granted wishes are the best kind of wishes. This one's called Wishes. Yeah, what do you know?
Don't know which side you
that's what I'm talking about. That was Beach House, and that was the song Wishes. I'd like to take a second to thank Foss. He is an awesome person. He actually is great. Everything, you know.
Amazing.
He's got a great team of skateboarders. He's a great family man, and he's a wonderful artist. So I'd like to thank him. Thank you very much for letting me do this. It's excellent that I got the chance to do this. It was really, you know, it's kind of an honor.
So, arigato.
Yes. And actually, you know what? He speaks Japanese very well. So it's a little funny thing. Sorry, I hear a little bit of feedback. But right now, we're going to change the pace a bit. Fun fact, there's a lot of feedback, and I know there is. Oh, there it is. It's gone. Fun fact, my friend Josh here is a huge White Stripes fan. When I mean huge, I'm talking, you know, he's a big White Stripes fan. So, we're gonna play a White Stripes song. In fact, he went to the last White Stripes show they played ever, and it was in Los Angeles. Would you like to say a little tiny bit about it before we play the song?
It was awesome. That's pretty much a nutshell.
But what did they do at the end of the show? Didn't they buy you guys pizza and
ice cream? Pizza, they bought us breakfast burritos. You had to wait in line for 2 days to go see it. It was rad, man.
Dude, that's awesome. That's just awesome.
There's yeah, they gave you ice cream with their faces on it. It was pretty crazy.
And you're telling me that wasn't awesome?
No, it was stupendous.
All right, what's the song called?
We're gonna be hypnotizing you guys right now.
Boom shakalaka boom. I wanna spend my little watch around before your eyes. sir. That was a DJ called Nobody, and it was called Wake Up and Smell the Millennium. The song before that was the White Stripes song, of course. Once again, this is Floss FM. We don't have a lot of time left. My name's Annihilate, and this is Josh here.
Hello.
And here we go. We have another song.
Right now, we're going to be playing one of our favorites, a really cool band from Portland, Oregon, and they're called Starfucker. Enjoy.
Straight out, take one, Roy! You're dancing along, you're just smiling, so low. Big, 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 got to say, I hate the way my smell, but I hate the way my smell.
We are back. Sorry about that. We have Alex here. He was telling us about the shows and everything. That was 7 seconds. That was 2 7-second songs. First one was called Straight Out, and then the second one was called Definite Choice. We're just about done here. But we might play one or two over, but we're going to see how it is. But right now, we're going to slow it down a lot of it. And we're going to play a Santo and Johnny song called Ebb Tide. So here we go. This is Ebb Tide by Santo and Johnny. Santo and Johnny, Ebb Tide. We're about done now, so thanks so much for listening. My name's Anaya Lay, and this is Josh again.
It was a pleasure, guys.
Thanks again to Foss, and you're listening to Foss FM, and we're gonna end it with The Persuaders. That's it. Here we go. Thanks again, guys. Have a good night and peace.
Hey.